The Rock in the Road. Once upon a time, there was a king who was very sad.
My lord, you haven't even touched your dinner. Are you feeling all right?
Oh, yes, my queen, I'm feeling fine. I just don't have any appetite.
May I ask you, my lord, why you've been looking so sad these past few days?
Sad? Oh, nothing to worry about, my dear.
Oh, but please tell me, my lord. It troubles me to see you like this.
Well, I guess I am sad. Sad to be king over such a land.
Sad? To be king? But you're king over one of the most beautiful countries, with power and
riches. Oh, my dear queen, my kingdom may be rich and powerful, but I am sad that my people are so selfish. No one wants to lift a finger to help anyone else. Everyone complains about every little thing and fights with everyone else to get more things for themselves. Come, my dear. Come to the window. Look at the street. Can you see a single person smiling? Everyone is arguing and complaining. Can you see one person showing any love or consideration for anyone else? I ask you, my dear, who wants to be king over such selfish people as these? And yet, if there was just one man, even one man in all my kingdom, whom I knew was faithful and honest, I would be happy.
That night, someone dressed in a long black robe crept out of the castle and went down to the road that passed nearby. He was carrying a shovel, and he began digging, and then he rolled something very heavy out into the middle of the main road.
Thanks be to God for another beautiful day.
My dear lord, you look much happier today.
Come to the window. Now look at this interesting sight.
Oh my, there's a big rock in the middle of the road. Oh, someone must move it.
Well, now I'll soon know who is faithful in my kingdom.
What's this rock doing in the middle of the road?
I don't know, but it wasn't here last night when I went home.
Well, someone should move it out of the way.
Yes, someone should move it.
Get this rock out of the road. Someone needs to move it out of here.
Hey, you! Don't you see that this rock is in my way? Would you please move it?
Why should I do it when you can do it yourself? Why should I move it? It's not my job. The rock's out of the road.
Excuse me, fellow. Would you be so kind as to please move that big stone out of my way so I can pass by with my horse and carriage?
Well, my ladies, you'll just have to leave your horse and carriage and walk, because I'm not going to move this rock. I didn't put it there.
Why, look at that. That rock has been in the middle of the road all day. I've passed through here 5 times, and nobody has moved it yet. It would only take 3 minutes for somebody to move it. People are so selfish today.
And so the day passed slowly by. Every hour, the king would go to his window to see if the rock was gone. But it was always still there. Finally, as the sun was beginning to set, the king sadly went once more to his window.
My queen, come here. Come here and see.
See what, my lord?
See the reason for my sadness. All day that rock has laid in the middle of the road, and of all the hundreds of people that have passed it by, including the finest knights and nobles of my land, not one of them has taken the trouble to move it.
Oh, but look! Look, there's someone coming down the road.
An old shepherd, coming back with his flock.
Oh, my goodness. What on earth is this big rock doing here, blocking the road? Oh, I guess I'll just have to see what I can do about moving it out of the way, so that the folks can pass by freely. Well, it's quite a heavy rock. I'll have to use my shepherd's staff to move this rock. Oh, it's moving now. Ah, there she goes. Wow. Oh, my. There's something under the rock. It's a box. Someone must have put it here. Let's see what's in it. Oh, gold. It's full of gold. God be praised. Oh, there's a letter there, too. I wonder who wrote this.
To the person who cares enough for others to move this stone, this gold is for you. Love, the King.
How easy it is to be like those selfish people who made their king so sad. They were so busy thinking only about themselves that they never did anything to try to help their neighbors. In the Bible, Jesus tells us to do unto others as we would want them to do to us. So we should be concerned not only about our own things, but also the things of others. How kind and thoughtful it was of that shepherd to move the huge rock out of the road. He didn't know the king was watching him. He just did what he thought needed to be done. And because of his faithfulness, he received a reward of gold from his king. Well, each of us has a king who loves and is watching us. Jesus. And if he sees that we are loving and kind to others, he will bless and reward us too. So even if no one else seems to see or appreciate the kind things you do to help others, always remember, Jesus does. He says in the Bible, "He that is faithful in little things will also be faithful in great things." So be faithful to love and help others, and God will greatly bless and reward you.